Okay. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Pony Development Sync for January 9th, 2024. It's our first Development Sync meeting of 2024. We took a couple weeks off for the holidays, and we're back again now. We have a short agenda this week, and a couple people are here with me. I'm Sean Allen. I'll be your host today. Joe, who's our normal host, is not available. He has paying job stuff to take care of. Gordon, could you introduce yourself so everybody can put a name to the voice?
Hi, I'm Gord Tischer.
And Adrian, could you do the same?
I'm Adrian Boyko.
Oh, and look, we just had one more person join here right at that moment. Red, as soon as your audio is done connecting, can you introduce yourself so people can put a name to the voice? Red, can you
Hi,
introduce yourself?
I'm Red.
There we go. Good. I thought you were connecting. I might have missed the first request for intro. So, relatively light agenda this week, particularly because I addressed some of them already before the meeting started ahead of time. So let's see. We have which of these is one that's still active? Issue 45 in the Pony Lang PEG repo, examples pony.peg is missing definitions. I took a look at this. This came out of a different issue. As we reported that this one was not compiling, and that is most definitely true. There were a large number of definitions missing. I don't think this PEG has been valid for Pony in quite some time, and my recommendation on this issue is that we just delete it. Gordon, do you have any thoughts? You could crack it open if you want to real quick and take a look, but this, like, going back like several years, this doesn't compile. This is not like this is something that was broken. This goes back to the early days of the repo, and it might have when Sylvan actually made the repo, it might not have been valid for very much longer.
Yeah, I haven't actually ever really dug into this, so I'm fine with removing it until we
Okay.
have a better one.
I don't think we're ever going to have a better one. I mean, I really doubt that anybody's going to want to do a PEG parser for Pony, but if they want to, they could start from scratch because, yeah, this one is horribly out of date.
Yeah, I'm actually working on one and it's almost
Oh,
ready.
awesome. Does it use Pony Lang PEG, or does it use your PEG parser?
It uses mine.
Well, perhaps it could work for both. Or
So,
with
yeah,
a
we'll
little bit of
see.
tweaking.
I'm hoping to make some kind of announcement in the next few weeks.
Cool. I will pull a couple tags off of this, and I will handle this this evening. So I'm just going to pin it over here and assign myself. I'll take care of that one. Yep. We also have issue 43. This is in the same repo, PonyLink PEG. This is the one that we just went over came from. The grammar for peg.peg is out of date and needs to be updated. It is out of sync with the grammar that's in the actual peg slash peg parser.pony and needs to get updated. The one in pony peg slash peg parser.pony works. The one in peg.peg, if you use that to generate a parser, it will not work. So, yep, that's a bug. It needs to be fixed. If somebody would like to take that on, that would be great. Gordon, if you have a little time when you're doing the other stuff, as you do know peg stuff, and It should be relatively quick to get that so it's up to date. Yeah, and be there we go. That's about it for that. Let's see what.
Yeah, I can assign myself.
Cool. Yeah, because I mean it's a small one. I'd completely forgotten it was there. And it was one of those things where I looked at it and was like, I could do this, and then I just couldn't bring myself to do it. In the Pony Patterns repo, this issue 71. I'll just bring this one up real quick. It's in the agenda. I pulled it off of the agenda. Green Fork noticed quite correctly that when I was putting together the supply, the example code for the supply chain pattern, that the code is not actually fully correct. It doesn't demonstrate what it should be demonstrating, and I'm going to rewrite it so that it is better. It's quite impressive that it made it that long. Okay. Our next one is Pony Tutorial, issue 525. Sorry, pull request 525. Calling C, elaborate on the X underscore DPY example. I need to step away for a moment, Gordon. If you could take a look at this, if others could, you can see I left a comment 2 weeks ago here towards committers, and it basically has my opinion of it, which is I'm not in favor of this one, but I think there is an issue that we could kick out from this that I would be in favor of. Go ahead and have a read through, have a look. I'll be back in a couple minutes and we can pick up. All right. Great. Oh, good. Okay. All right, I am back. The dog just arrived from her dog daycare, and there might be a bit of noise in the background from dogs. Gordon, Adrian, do you have a look at this? Any opinions?
Well, yeah, I think we should make it into something that actually compiles.
So basically, the kick out an issue to fix that this is basically pseudocode.
Right.
Okay, I will go ahead and I will do that now. Let's see. Submitting issue for that. You okay with my closing this PR?
Yep.
Okay. And Let's see, what else do we have? Oh yes, one more in the Pony C repo. We have 4475. I was playing around with something related to something that somebody had in an example thing and discovered that this bit of code right here creates invalid LLVM IR. It makes sense why a bit. And I have a suggestion for approach, but Gordon, what do you think of it? And if you like my suggestion.
Do we have a way to verify that it can actually create something in some code paths?
What do you mean?
Well, your suggestion is to verify that it can actually construct an object.
So the class is the class one is fine, right? It will, that will work. That one is good, right? The first one will result in invalid IR. The second one will not, right? Because there is a path for it to create something other than error, right? So if we have a constructor, and this is important, this is the constructor, right? That can only through all paths, create an error that itself should be a compiler error, and we shouldn't get to the LLVM IR generation phase. Right. This is a thing we should detect and be like, yeah, no, that's not a valid thing, right? Because I mean, in the end, why would you have a why would you have a constructor that only ever errors? So does that feel like a reasonable fix? Do I need to elaborate on, do I need to clarify that second comment some?
No, it seems clear to me.
That's a good first issue to get started with if you are a compiler, if you're looking at the compiler. So I will add that. All right, that is everything on our agenda. Does either of you, Adrian or Gordon, have anything that you would like to discuss?
I do not.
Gordon?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay, well then, I'll see everyone next week. Have a good
Thank you,
one.
Sean.
All right,
Thanks, Sean.
bye.